And in the UK, British soldiers have accused their colleagues of abusing Iraqis they shot or captured after an intense clash with insurgents in 2004. The allegations have been made by British Army witnesses who will give evidence to the Al-Sweedy inquiry in London. British soldiers are said to have killed 20 unarmed civilians and abused others at a UK military checkpoint near Banjar al-Kabir in May 2004. Details of the inquiry include a soldier firing a weapon at an injured civilian, throwing rocks at a prisoner, along with a brutal beating incident. This is the first official confirmation that British troops are among those making such claims against UK soldiers. Let's talk to Press TV's correspondent in London, Issa Ali. Issa, tell us more about this this case.
Yes, thank you. This Al-Sweedy inquiry was brought by a group of Iraqis. In fact, a collection of Iraqis who came together with the help of British lawyers to take action and to prosecute British soldiers who, during the occupation and invasion of Iraq, had abused, tortured, beaten, and even in many cases murdered Iraqi civilians, and then had tried to cover up their crimes by claiming that the people were insurgents. And this Al-Sweedy investigation is costing millions of pounds. It's very wide-ranging, and it's trying to get to the bottom of exactly what abuses the British soldiers committed. However, this case, or this latest story, is quite interesting because now it's not the Iraqis who are testifying, but the British soldiers' very own colleagues. And they're basically lifting the lid on the extent of the abuses which were taking place, including claims that civilians were murdered at gunpoint.
Indeed.
The American occupation of it.
And of course, Issa, I mean, that's the very point. I mean, how are the reactions to this within the British Armed Forces itself?
Well, I mean, let's take, for example, the American soldiers. It was well known that the Americans would murder civilians in Iraq and then just plant some kind of weapon next to them or bomb and then say that they were insurgents. However, the British government and the British army up till now have escaped most of the criticism and somewhat have a better image. So when revelations like this come out, it causes huge disappointment and should I say, discontent amongst the military chiefs who have been trying to, you know, keep up this pretense of a better image. And obviously this shatters away any kind of image.
Indeed. We'll leave it there for the time being. Press TV's Issa Ali, our correspondent reporting from London. Thanks, Issa.